Welcome back to Mackey Field here. Of course, the Vikings on their way to the state football tournament. They beat Lakeview 28-6 this afternoon. With me is head coach Chad Johnson of the Mineola Vikings. Congratulations, Chad.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Great feeling.
Talk about your defense today. The defense played outstanding, didn't they?
No, we've had two games now. I think our defense is playing extremely well. It is nice having, you know, Max Ross back a little bit in the secondary, because obviously one of our nemesis throughout the year has been there's too many talented receivers out there right now, and we just haven't been able to match up with them. So having him back has helped a little bit. We made a couple other tweaks. You know, we've made a couple tweaks both offensively and defensively, some personnel, and it seems to be really working for us right now.
Yeah, you defended Fenske real well. He defended Fenske real well today, didn't he?
Yeah, it's fortunate for us that they couldn't get them. I mean, they got so many weapons. For those to not get their passing game was huge. But yeah, it goes back to, like I told Max in the one, the pass interference doesn't hurt us. It's better than a touchdown. The one big catch, we tackle him. You make a stop, make him do it again. Those are things that we hadn't been doing throughout the season.
Right. Yeah, you had a penalty. And when they punted the first time, you had a penalty, 12 men on the field, and they marched it down, but your defense still held there.
I thought that one was going to kill us. I really thought, you know, we had all kinds of momentum. Instead, we give them the ball back. They punched that in. You never know what's going to happen there. So, I mean, kudos to the kids making plays they need to keep them out of the end zone. That was big, because that could have been a huge turnaround.
It was, yep. Yeah, Lakeview's such an explosive team offensively. They've been doing that all year, but you guys just shut that down today.
Kids are doing good things. We thought we had a good game plan and play. They do have a lot of weapons. They got balance. I mean, they got great receivers. They got great running backs. Got a great quarterback. I was a little nervous going in. I felt like we had a good game plan. But, again, got to execute, and I thought our kids did a great job.
Talk about offensively. Your offensive line, Zach Fear, did a great job.
Zach's running well. He's running extremely well. It's nice having Ryan Maher back, too, because he gives us another dynamic. Plus, it allows Zach to get off the field and not take a beating as much as that. But, again, we made some changes a little bit up front. And I think our offensive line right now is doing a great job. And, our challenge to them has been controlling the line of scrimmage. Gets a good bowl defense, gets a good Lakeview defense. They've done a great job of opening holes, and Zach's doing a great job of running.
I always remember Bud Grant always says defense wins you championships. And it was 13-6 at halftime, two of the most powerful offenses in the Southwest District this year.
You know, I'm a defensive guy. That's always been my mentality. Every now and then I got to look at Mervick and say, no, you're right. But, I'm extremely happy for how our kids executed today, both sides of the ball, and we needed to do that against a very good team. We couldn't make mistakes that we made last time, and I thought we minimized them quite a bit.
All right, Chad, thanks for your time. Appreciate it, and we'll see you in Alexandria. We've been there a couple years.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. It never gets old, so great there. Right. Thanks a lot, Paul.
You bet. Chad Johnson, head coach of the Mineola Vikings. They're victorious here at Mackey Field in Marshall, 28-6 over Lakeview today.